Yo, yo, yo.
I don't even know when this is going to work, but here's the deal. For the brothers that have been together for so long, I think we got a story to tell. We've been together.
Did you run into something? Did you just walk into something? What happened? I felt like there was a collision of some kind.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've been together, Jesus Christ.
Just as long as you're all right. You're okay. Right. You know,
this is the whole ride, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the stories that we have, the experience, the brotherhood, the fun, it's kind of like unheard of these days because most of the brothers I know in the media game.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I hear you real good. Can you hear me?
You can? Can't hear you. I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah. I hear you real good.
Okay.
That alone is funny. That's funny in this. I can't hear a word you're saying. Which could be year three of our relationship. Because they were years that you wasn't listening to me. Oh, man.
But I was with you in spirit, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to give this a try. I'm Jeff Fox.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tony Harris.
We don't have a name for this podcast yet.
No.
But I've got it listed as Podcast Brothers. We'll start with that.
Yeah, okay. For Hot Mess to Come. Yeah,
Mess to Come. And so what we want to do, you know, this experience that we've got to lay out on the table for you, you know, it's worth a lot. It's worth a lot of money. And what we want to do.
You think so?
Yeah, we're trying to make a lot of money doing this.
Always be truthful about it. Yeah. Right. Yes. We hope we make a lot of money.
But you know what? For real, Tony, I think folks, you know, our media base, I started thinking about this. Our social media base is so vast. I think folks would just really enjoy hearing our stories outside of our, you know, restrictive platform.
Right.
Where we got walls and parameters and can't do this, can't do that. You know, a lot of folks.
Oh, you mean bosses.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not be so formal.
Bosses.
Them guys.
Those guys, right.
You know, so I think they'd be happy to go behind the scenes and hear the real story, you know.
Yeah.
What really happened, you know. And it's probably a billion stories that you've got that I haven't even heard. Can this guy, you're talking about a worldly person. You know, Tony was, he was traveling in the early 80s. Matter of fact, when I met him, he was traveling. I met Tony in Cleveland.
Right.
And I always like to tell the folks, when I met Tony, he was in Cleveland, and we were at a station that was under a bridge behind a graveyard in the hood. And the station looked like an outpost. That you would find somewhere in the North Pole, you know, and that was known as Black Radio. In most major cities at that time, they had stations like that all over the place, you know, and it was an old station, the OAM, 1490 WJMO.
And dude, I was so eager to get there. I can't even tell you. I drove up from Baltimore.
Right.
I've been fired from the station.
Which is the theme that the longer you listen to us, listen for that theme because that's gonna come up all the time. First of all, that's hilarious. I have been fired.
I have been fired repeatedly, often and repeatedly, right? Synonymous, often and repeatedly.
Right.
But dude, I was eager to get there because I had been fired by. I was working for three stations. I was working for three stations in Baltimore and D.C.
Wow!
Because we were all at the same company. What was it? United Broadcasting at the time.
Yeah.
Or Friendly Broadcasting. What was it? United Broadcasting.
I think it was United Broadcasting. Right.
So I was working for a station, two stations in Baltimore that couldn't have been more different in terms of their formats. I was doing, you remember AOR? Of course you remember AOR. I wonder if anybody listening to us will remember AOR. I was doing an album-oriented rock format for the rock station, 92. It was WLPL, which is now, I think, a part of Kathy Hughes' network. And I was working for... an oldie station where I was playing Sam Cooke and, you know, Ray Charles and Hit the Road, Jack and all that stuff, right? And then I was working for, I guess, an early urban station. And I don't even know if we would call, we would call them black stations then, but I think it was just becoming, you know, we were changing the name to urban stations.
Right.
In D.C., right? And this was all at the same time. And then I said something really dumb, another thing that will be repeated in the life of this podcast. I said something really dumb.
What do you say?
Several things. The one that got me fired, I can't remember, right? When I got fired, I had said several dumb things, right? Several. And then I literally heard about this job because the guy who gave me my first job in the business that moved to Cleveland was working with you at JMO and said, come on up and do the morning show. So I literally had $50 in my pocket.
Is that right?
I had $50 in my pocket. I was driving a Datsun B210. You remember before it was Nissan?
I'll never forget that car, man. That was the Tony Harris Mobile. I'll never forget that car. And there's a lot of funny stories about that car.
Okay. It was the grease wagon that used to be parked
they call it in the front grease of wagon.
In the grease wagon that used to be parked in front of the grease palace.
Right.
You know that?
That was Tony's apartment. Where was that? Where was that apartment?
That was in Bedford Heights. It's in Cleveland, just outside of Cleveland.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And dude, here's the crazy part about the story. You'll remember this. I literally, $50 in my pocket. My Datsun B210 didn't have a clutch. So whenever I had to go to the bathroom or something, I had to park it on a hill so I could roll it down the hill.
I remember that.
Inside the car.
It was like, Fred Flintstone. I do remember you had to actually had to scoot your car along before, you know, you got into gear.
Because I had no money, and I was driving to Cleveland to work for this station, and I had no clutch, and my old school Datsun rusted out B210.
Unbelievable.
And that's how we came together.
One of my favorite stories about that car, you were on the air. He came to Cleveland at JMO. He was doing afternoons, right?
Yeah.
And
thanks for
you came in as and back in those days, radio was really radio. I mean, it was staffed up. You had morning, middays,
right.
You had afternoons. You had evening shift, and you had an overnight shift with real jocks in the place.
There was
no syndication at that time. They was taking people out of their jobs. And so when you had a jock meeting, it was a jock meeting. You had jocks in full-time positions. You had jocks in part-time positions. You had jocks that hated each other. You know, it was all of that. You had jocks that was kissing up to people. You had jocks that was screwing up.
We were on the same team, but, you know, we wanted mornings.
Absolutely.
That was the money shift, and I wanted a money shift.
We all wanted mornings.
I thought we sucked. I thought I was better.
You were better, you know. You were ready. You were better, but you were more equipped to do that shift.
Lord.
We're going to get back to all of that.
Yeah.
We're going to be bouncing around, everybody.
Because
you can't swipe it all through, you know, in 10, 12 minutes. I'm going to close on this memory right here.
Okay.
Tony was on the air, and he had a pretty crazy, what's the word, tempestuous relationship? What's the word?
With contemptuous.
Thank you. And that's another thing that we do a lot. You know, I would not know how to say the word, and then he would say it for me, then laugh at me. And it hadn't changed. And I would say, what's the word? Tumultuous.
Contemptuous.
Yeah, we had a tempestuous relationship. It was a tumultuous relationship.
It's in there somewhere, brother. Don't worry about it.
It was a tumultuous. He had a tumultuous relationship with the GM, Curtis Shaw. Bless his soul. Him and Tony, they never saw eye to eye.
Man.
You know, and Tony was like, man, he didn't care. I was like, man, how could you talk to the boss like that? God! But that was Tony, and so Tony was on the air. And we were on this little studio, this one-floor building, and the GM's this office is not far from the studio. It's a window. He can see the little parking lot. Tony's on the air, the GM's looking at, and then Tony walks. He's on the air, ladies and gentlemen, mind you. He's on the air. Your records are playing. And Curtis looks out the window, and Tony's getting in his car. He's scooting the car, trying to get it started, and he drives out of the parking lot. Who does that? He's on the air, and he drives out of the parking lot, which is a long driveway out into the street. You make a right, and you disappear. Now, I guess you say, where is he going? He was going to get his clutch fixed, which was the mechanic was around the corner, you know, and so you could drive it there and drop it off and get back before the record ended. That's the plan, and it's a great plan if the GM don't see you. And I happened to be there that morning, and Curtis said, who was on the air? I said, Tony, I just saw him drive out the parking lot. So I don't know what happened after that. You fill in that blank.
I think a relationship that was already, you know, going downhill, you know, just hit rock bottom after that. It's so funny, man. I didn't think that was the story you were going to tell.
I got a million of them. I got a great memory, and that is one of the funny stories. That was a funny story to me, though. And Tony went on to become a world-class journalist. He's done so many jobs from Entertainment Tonight to the local PM magazine.
To Fox
News broadcasting, to working out.
Hey, man, why you say Fox News, man? I didn't work at Fox News. Doggone, man.
It was a Fox magazine show
for Fox Broadcast. It was for Fox Broadcast, like, you know, where this crazy show where they're trying to do the reboot on Lethal Weapon. Fox Broadcast, the network. Don't put me on Fox News, man. My credit card is... I'm done.
That's not a good place to be. Is it? it was called front row.
Oh Lord have mercy! It was front page.
Front page.
Yes.
Hey Harris, what's it called? The front row? That was a theater in Cleveland. What the hell are you talking about?
At some point, we're gonna talk about the front row, right? Can we do that at some point?
We'll talk about it all. Okay. All right, but I wanted to let you know we started in Cleveland, Ohio. And we got a whole lot of stories, and we're going to tell you about the artists that we've met. We're going to talk about the music the influences.
Lord have mercy. Now, that's a show I'd listen to.
Yeah. I would listen to it, too. If nobody else listened, I would listen, because I know it's going to be a funny. It's already
but
been.
Can I say this? Mm-hmm. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Folks have no idea what's coming, do they?
No. Guess what? Neither do we.
All right, brother. Okay. See you next time.
Podcast brothers. Jeff Fox.
Tony Harris.
We'll see you next time.